Mishnah 10, because this is carrying on from the last Mishnah. We're talking about a paid custodian that is exempt from damages because it's circumstances beyond his control. Straight to continuation, says the Mishnah Mesa Kadarka, if the animal dies a natural death, Hareze Onis, that's also considered circumstances beyond his control. But Sigfa Vamesa, if he like afflicts it, right, he starves it or he puts it in the hot or the cold, and then it dies, Vamesa, so Eino Onis, that's not considered circumstances beyond his control. Right, he afflicted it. Alcilaratio Tzokin Vanafla, if the animal goes up to like a high place and it falls down, but this case is talking about where it kind of like pushes him out the way. He didn't, you know, the animal overcame the shepherd and then ran up there, then, and it falls down, Hareze Onis, that's considered circumstances beyond his control. But Hedelareisha Tzokin Vanafla Vamesa, but if he leads it up there and then it falls down, Eino Onis, that's also not, that's not considered beyond his control. Masna Shemichinim Lios Pata Umishwa. Okay, change of topic now. So it says the Mishnah that an unpaid custodian can stipulate that he's exempt from an oath. Right, so remember that he could take an oath to get exempt, but what he could do is he could say, I'll look after your, you give me your watch to look after your animal. He could say that I'll look after it for you, but if something happens, I'm not going to take the oath that I'm negligent. I'm not going to do that. And says the Mishnah, that's okay. He can do that. He can actually agree up front that he's not going to take the oath if something happens to the animal. So he can agree that up front. And so too can the borrower can agree up front to be exempt from paying if it falls into a category that he would have to pay. And also one who's paid and the hirer can also be exempt from an oath and from being paid. Okay, so there's an interesting thing because we're going to see in the next Mishnah that a condition which is against Torah law is not a condition, right? This is going to lead into that discussion. So there's a few opinions as to how this Mishnah can then be. How can you make a condition against the Torah law? So one view is that this Mishnah, in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that when it comes to monetary matters, you can make conditions that are against Torah law. And that's how this works over here. And so that's one opinion of how this Mishnah works.